But I can never remember ever seeing bacteria levels this high in any of the communities on Absecon Island. What was interesting, where is it? Longport, at that point, had a 34. But Atlantic City, 155. Now, poor is anything above 104. Atlantic City had a bacteria level of 155. Margate, 135. Ventnor, 159. Remember, poor is anything above 104. Those three cities tested far above poor. By the way, the ranges are excellent, very good, good, fair, and poor. The bacteria levels, or the bacteria that they are specifically looking for, among others, is what they call fecal coliform. That's what comes from dog waste, from human waste. That's what can make you sick. And that's why they're very vigilant about testing the waters. I mean, talk about a public relations nightmare. If word gets out that people are going in the water and getting sick, you might as well cancel summer at the Jersey Shore. Now, I've been going to the beach in Margate. Margate's been my beach for over 40 years. And generally one particular beach. And I have never, ever remember in those 40 years an advisory on a weekend. And we didn't have an advisory on weekends this time, but it was still unnerving. And then this post started showing up on social media. And everybody was saying the same thing. A lot of people were blaming the same person. And his name is Christopher Christie. We don't have to say governor anymore because he is the former governor. I know of four people who have been going to the Margate Beach all their life who said, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not going there again. I don't know what to expect. So
yeah, when the flooding came from the bay, huh?
The flooding always comes from the bay. And right. That's the one thing that they tried to explain that to the governor when he was talking about putting up these dunes and everything. And they begged him until they were blue in the face. It's not the ocean. It's the bay. I can never remember numbers anywhere near this high. And in those particular communities, they always used to, even after rain, with the runoff, the water, the bacteria levels were in the excellent range. Now, all of a sudden, we have dunes. There's a heavy rain. And it's well above poor. Something's not right there after all these years.
Poor.
It's well, yeah. Poor is above 104, and we've got 150. And this was just that one day that they sampled. One day. And it was June 11th. 155 in Atlantic City, 135 in Margate, 159 in Ventnor. Those cities have never, ever seen readings that high because they still haven't finished the outfall pipe construction in Margate.
Right.
I believe they've stopped for the summer, but once the summer is over, they're going to put in either two or three more outfall pipes, and I'm just wondering how much that's going to affect the water quality there after a heavy rainstorm.
Right. Right,
and it clears right, it clears up quickly. I will say that. The water was tested last Monday. They got the results back in time on Tuesday to announce the advisories, the swimming advisory. They weren't a ban. They didn't shut the beaches, but they did that Tuesday afternoon and had retested Tuesday morning. So they tested Monday morning, and then they tested Tuesday morning, and when they got the results back Wednesday, all beaches were reopened. The levels had returned to safe swimming levels, and that's what happens when you have four tide changes and currents.
Oh yeah, right.
It doesn't stay around forever, But it doesn't have to stay around forever. All it has to do is be around for just a little bit to make you sick. A lot of people who are, you know, getting up there in their 60s, their 70s, they love to go to the beach. All they had to do was walk over one little set of steps and they're on the beach. Now they got to walk up a step and then down a little walkway. Yeah. And it's a pain in the butt. And it was because of former Governor Christie that we have these artificially made sand dunes running the entire length, 135 miles of New Jersey's ocean beaches. If you didn't have dunes there before, you do now. If you did have dunes there and they were not high enough, now they're higher. The governor seemed to think that would solve the problem of what happened after Hurricane Sandy, all the flooding and everything, not realizing that here in our neck of the woods, all the flooding came from the bay side of the island, not necessarily from the ocean. Then they had a problem in Margate. And I'm bringing up old history, ancient history. It's considered last summer ancient. Because it was last summer that they started building the dunes in Margate and created a situation where the water began ponding behind the dunes and the bulkhead, which meant that's the rainwater that started collecting there. And in some spots it was a good 3 feet deep. And you want to talk about being filled with bacteria, that water doesn't have the opportunity to be recycled through four tide changes a day. It just kind of sits there and is not the most pleasant thing in the world, especially on a nice hot day when the water gets warm there behind the dunes. But anyway, the Army Corps of Engineers said, we'll solve this. We'll put in some outfall pipes, and that'll just drain the water from behind the dunes and from the streets right out into the ocean. Oh, good. That's real smart. Do you realize that they pay people a lot of money, and these people have advanced degrees from colleges and universities to think up things like, well, let's put an outfall pipe in and we'll take that tainted rainwater runoff and whatever other kind of water accumulates, and it'll just get automatically drained into these pipes and carried offshore. A couple hundred yards, we'll put the pipes. Well, what do you think happens to that rainwater that's tainted with bacteria, harmful bacteria, when it spills into the ocean just a couple hundred yards off the beach? Got waves? It's going to come back on shore. When there were no dunes in Margate, most of the spots that didn't have dunes, they never had a problem with runoff. Are you thinking of changing your beach-going habits? Maybe going somewhere else. If you usually go to Ventnor, Margate, Longport, well, Ventnor and Margate with the highest numbers. I mean, you know, Atlantic City. Why not Atlantic City? Free beach. I spoke to a couple of people, and they said they are completely turned off by the concept of the thought of going to the beach. And more and more people are starting to blame it on this dunes project. And I'm wondering if you feel the same way. Is a lawsuit necessary for you know, fouling perfectly good beaches with the sand dunes that may or may not have caused the spike in water quality? And everybody thought Governor Christie, former Governor Christie, was going to go work for, I think, WFAN Sports Radio in New York. But last week he announced that he is opening his own law firm. And I thought, well, geez, wouldn't it be really, really cool if your first client was yourself? and you have to defend yourself against a lawsuit from homeowners or maybe some municipalities that are looking at these water quality results that they've never seen numbers like this before and say, wait a minute, somebody's got to be held responsible. Well, I would imagine you would name the Army Corps of Engineers in it because they built it. But what about the person who ordered it in the first place? And that's the former governor of the state of New Jersey. People talk about game changers in Atlantic City. Well, we need a beach changer in a lot of spots. And I always say the game changer in Atlantic City is to get rid of every casino that opened east of the Mississippi River and just keep Atlantic City. That's a game changer. Well, how about removing those sand dunes that they built and get rid of those outfall pipes and put the beaches back the way they were? That would be a game changer. I know people who have said, that's it, I'm done with the beach in Margate. I know people who have said, I'm not going anymore. I don't feel like climbing upstairs, walking over dunes, and sitting on sand that's tainted with I don't know what.
The next thing Margate's talking about doing would solve the problem. They want to
put a boardwalk
back again. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Might not be a bad idea. I mean, it's not commercial, just, you know, a place to walk, ride a bike. I'm all for that. They still need to study and try and fix the problem along the bay, because that's where the worst flooding comes from. It comes from the bay. And it's not just on Absecon Island. It's pretty much up and down the Jersey Shore. The bay floods first.